Zeroing in on the suspected mail bomber.
A lot of arrows point to Florida.
Looking to stop the caravan.
A wide range of administrative, legal, and legislative action.
A final honor for a murdered gay student.
It's just absolutely perfect. It's just perfect.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Law enforcement officers are swarming a postal facility in South Florida as they search for a suspect in 10 pipe bombs sent to prominent critics of President Trump this week. Our team coverage begins with correspondent Manuel Bojorquez.
What could have happened is they were dropped off at a mail facility in South Florida and eventually made their way here to this facility behind me in Opa-locka for sorting. Now, this facility is massive. It handles the mail that is incoming and outgoing from across South Florida. Those investigators are also looking at surveillance video from postal facilities. The Miami-Dade Police Department at this point is assisting the FBI in this investigation.
Those investigators are taking a careful look at the packages. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
Packages are being examined at the FBI's high-tech bomb laboratory in Quantico, Virginia, where they will rely in part on research done at facilities like this one.
So tape is very good at retaining fingerprints.
Tape is.
Where the ATF studies homemade explosives.
You don't take it to these instruments right away. You use your eyes first.
And the lab of University of Rhode Island professor Jimmy Oxley, yes, which has exploded more than 100 pipe bombs to gauge the blast effect.
In a lot of cases, you see the perpetrator enhance the primary fragments, either by taping nails or screws to the outside.
But former ATF agent David Chipman says there are still many unanswered questions.
Now we have to figure out, could it have functioned? Why didn't it? How were the parts assembled? And, you know, there are clues in there.
There was a false alarm at the building housing CNN's headquarters in New York City, where one of the packages was delivered. Correspondent Steve Futterman is outside this morning.
Here at the Time Warner Center last night, another scare. Yet another sign of how aware people are as the ongoing bomb threats continue. It turned out to be a false alarm, just two unattended boxes with toys. But the FBI chief here in New York, William Sweeney, is urging the public to be aware.
Do not touch, do not move, do not handle any suspicious or unknown package.
And authorities here in New York insist the person or persons responsible will be caught.
President Trump wants to use emergency powers to stop thousands of migrants in a caravan moving slowly up through southern Mexico. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
The administration is considering a wide range of administrative, legal, and legislative action. The president tweeted out a message to the migrants, go back to your country, and if you want to apply for citizenship like millions of others are doing. Secretary of Defense James Mattis is also expected to sign an order to send hundreds of active-duty troops to the border. The new troops can build barriers and help look for people trying to cross the border illegally, but they do not have the authority to apprehend illegal immigrants.
Caravan is still more than 1,000 miles away. The offer is official. National Security Advisor John Bolton says President Trump has invited Vladimir Putin to Washington. No word on whether the Russian president has accepted, but Bolton says the two men plan to meet in Paris on November 11th. Google is admitting to a sexual harassment problem dating back years. Live to CBS's Gary Nunn.
Google says it fired 48 employees, some of them top managers, for sexual harassment, all sent packing since 2016 without severance. Disclosure came after a New York Times report that Google dismissed Android creator Andy Rubin for sexual misconduct 4 years ago and paid him $90 million to leave. Rubin, denying the allegations, says he left on his own accord. The incident seems to amplify the longstanding criticism that Silicon Valley is a sexist culture, often favoring some employees over others. Deborah?
There was a vigil in Washington, D.C.'s DuPont Circle last night, ahead of today's ceremony at the National Cathedral, where Matthew Shepard's ashes will be interred 20 years after he was beaten, tied to a fence, and left to die in Wyoming. 21-year-old college student's murder became a rallying cry in the movement to end violence against gay people. CBS's Chip Reed spoke to Matthew's mother, Judy Shepard.
My gosh, he'd be on cloud nine. What greater stage in the world than this building in this town? And it attracts people from all over the world, which would definitely appeal to men.
President Trump is promising to level the playing field for prescription drug prices.
For decades, other countries have rigged the system so that American patients are charged much more, and in some cases, much, much more, for the exact same drug.
A proposal from the Department of Health and Human Services would drop the cost of drugs administered at your doctor's office to match international prices. It would not apply to prescriptions you buy at the drugstore. Still, the department estimates the total savings to programs like Medicare and to patients would be more than $17 billion over 5 years. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley wants a criminal investigation into attorney Michael Avenatti and his client Julie Swetnick, who accused Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct during his confirmation process. Avenatti says, bring it on.
Senator Grassley just stepped in it, to be clear. And I welcome it, and my client welcomes it, and we want a full and thorough investigation.
Grassley claims Avenatti and Swetnick provided lawmakers with false information about Kavanaugh and his friends, allegedly drugging female students at house parties so they could gang rape them. Investigators will be at Yosemite National Park again today, looking into the deaths of two tourists who fell 3,000 feet from a scenic cliff. Correspondent John Blackstone from inside Yosemite.
Taft Point has become a popular and impressive photo destination for newlyweds and hikers taking selfies perilously close to the edge.
No railing.
Only a small section of the vista has safety railings.
Oh, my God.
While park rangers caution tourists on the dangers, accidents are not uncommon.
Your kids may have their favorites, but when it comes to music, one candy is tops. CBS's Jim Taylor opens the bag.
It is candy season. Most popular candy? Musically, there's no question. Billboard magazine reports the most mentioned candy in music, M&M's. Mentioned in no fewer than 122 popular songs. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
A painting created by artificial intelligence has sold at auction in New York for more than $432,000, including fees. That's over 40 times the presale estimate. The blurry portrait of a man named Edmond de Blamy was generated by a Paris-based art collective using an algorithm and a data set of 15,000 portraits painted between the 14th and 20th centuries. And that's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Julia Weaver. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.